Unisa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
You are listening to Campus Wise. And we're about to start with our interview. We're talking to Miss Romy Zimmerman, who is the general manager at Zap Poly, an organization for the polyamorous community in South Africa. Now, the South African society is quite open and accepting of different lifestyles, and polyamory is one of them. Polyamory is the practice, desire, or acceptance of having more than one intimate relationship at a time with the knowledge and informed consent of everybody involved. Polyamory is the more popular known lifestyle. This closely related to polyandry and polyamory. Romy, welcome to Unisa Radio.
Yes, hello.
I guess just to dive straight into things, how would you describe polyamory to a person who's hearing about this for the first time?
Okay, I think you had a pretty good definition before. So polyamory literally means poly meaning many and amore meaning love. So it's many loves. As you said, it's a desire or practice or acceptance of having more than one loving or intimate relationship at a time. So the knowledge is shared amongst everyone. Everyone is giving informed consent. And it's important to note that polyamory encourages all partners to have an equal opportunity, an occasion to discuss the boundaries and relationship arrangements. So all partners have equal standing in the relationship.
And is this lifestyle a popular lifestyle in the South African society?
Polyamory is very much a minority relationship orientation, not a lifestyle. So non-monogamy is not unheard of in South African context, but polyamory is a lesser known term in the South African landscape.
And on average, at what age do people start engaging in polyamorous relationships?
Look, this is really difficult to say. As ZA Poly, we don't require disclosure of anyone's age. We do a check to check that they're over 18 when they join our online spaces. However, we are seeing more and more university-aged people joining in the last couple of years. In my personal experience, I see it appearing a lot more in my age group, or at least people being more intrigued by the idea, wanting to learn more about it. My generation is a lot more open to the idea of non-monogamy, and there's definitely a shift towards it. I mean, I personally experienced polyamory when I was about 21 for the first time.
Okay. And practically speaking, how do polyamorous relationships work? Do people involved share a house, expenses, or go on vacation together? How does it work practically?
Okay, so it depends on the people involved, how many people are involved, what they want and what they agree to with each other. For instance, in my household, I have one anchor partner with whom I live and share expenses, and we generally do most of our activities together, so going out or seeing friends or whatever. We have other partners with whom we have romantic relationships that we don't stay with or haven't stayed with us, but they have participated in our activities, both as individuals and as a couple. So if one or the other has a partner, we've kind of all gone out together or whatever.
And how is it different from an open relationship?
So open relationships are typically couples focused. The two people that are in one primary bond agree that they can see other people intimately or have sex with other people, excuse me, but falling in love is completely forgiven. Whereas in polyamory, it's not necessarily couples focused. And falling in love is pretty much the point. Open relationships, two people that go out and look for something else perhaps. And in polyamory, it can be any number of combinations.
And now for the benefit of the listener, those who don't know, could you kindly explain the terms polygamy, polyandry, polygyny, respectively, and how do they differ?
Okay, so from how they differ from one another is in South Africa, when people say polygamy, what they're typically talking about is a patriarchal polygyny. One man with several wives who aren't free to have additional relationships outside of that marriage. It's important to note as well that gamy means marriage and amory means love. So polygamy is focused on marriage. Polyandry is when one woman has several husbands, so it's the opposite. Polyamory doesn't require marriage, on the other hand, and both men and women are afforded equal opportunity in the relationship. It's a slightly more, polygamy is a slightly more well-known term in the South African landscape, but it's definitely not an interchangeable term with polyamory. Polygamy refers to a marriage system that is predominantly patriarchal, with the man being sort of in charge, and he gets to decide, you know, who or what happens in the marriage. And polyamory simply refers to having many loves and is a system that's completely driven by equality.
And is it more common for women or men to enter into a polyamorous relationship, specifically speaking of South Africa?
So it's an equal opportunity thing, so neither. In a contemporary context, it fosters a far greater equality between the sexes. Feminism has been a large contributor to the increase in polyamorous relationships in my generation, I've found. There's a lot more women that are asking for what they want in their relationship, and I think feminism has been a driving force of that.
And are the gender roles in a polyamorous relationship similar to a monogamous relationship? For example, if a woman has two lovers, how does she submit to both men? You know, like submit being... using that word, you know, very loosely there.
Yeah. So polyamory has particularly egalitarian roots. Most of the earliest polyamory leaders were women. There is a strong link to feminism in the modern polyamory movement, as I said. But you won't find ZA poly pushing gender roles. It depends largely on individuals. Nobody is required to follow roles that don't work for them, and therefore, like traditional roles are disregarded. When both partners are equal, they both get an equal say. So unless, I mean, using the term loosely submitting is appealing to you, you definitely have more of a say.
Okay, and does polygamy not increase, you know, I mean, we do live in South Africa, the risk of STDs and infections in society?
Sorry, repeat that question.
Don't people in a polyamory find themselves in a situation where they're more at risk to STD infections and so forth?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, a study has shown that openly non-monogamous people are more likely to use latex barriers and talk about safe sex practices. And they test a lot more than ostensibly monogamous people who are cheating. The discussion is around safe sex are far more frequent in polyamorous relationships. Being honest with each other as a couple allows you to be informed about what's happening in the other partner's life and to make safe decisions around it.
And would you say somebody is born polyamorous, or is it something that a lifestyle that a person could choose?
Look, I think it depends on who you ask. For some people, it's innate, it's definitely in them. For other people, they may have only realized that they could love more than one person several years into a committed relationship, into a monogamous commitment. I personally have never fully accepted the concept of monogamy, and from a young age, rejected a typical like one man, one woman idea forever, you know? So some people hear the word polyamory and they get excited that there's finally a word that can describe the kind of feelings that they have or the kind of relationships that they have, as was in my case. Other people find themselves reading up on the topic after developing feelings maybe for multiple people and then make a decision to act on it or not.
And how do polyamorists feel about monogamous relationships?
So monogamy works perfectly well for many people. People should do whatever brings them the most happiness. However, as polyamorous people, we would like to be afforded the same live and let live attitude. I completely respect monogamous people and their relationships and their boundaries. You know, that's completely their choice. And if that makes them happy and if that's, you know, what gets them out of bed in the morning, then whatever makes everyone happy. We just wish to be afforded the same opportunity.
Okay. And what are the benefits of being in a polyamorous relationship as opposed to monogamy in your experience?
So for me personally, I think it's the being honest about multiple relationships is just completely worth it, because I'm surrounded by honest, ethical people who love me and get that I also get to live my life as honestly as possible. I believe you can love more than one person at any given time and embrace all love as it is given to you. The communication required to polyamory work successfully is a great tool for any relationship, any monogamous or non-monogamous relationship, a friendship or a work thing. Communication is a critical part of romantic relationships in particular. It makes me immensely happy to see my partners happy. And I know the happiness that love brings is immense. I want them to experience that as well, you know?
Yes, and you know, as you clearly stated earlier, that it's found that, you know, people in monogamous relationship end up cheating and expose themselves to, you know, a risky lifestyle in terms of sexually. Yes. That could be one of the you know, the downsides of monogamy. In your view, what are some of the downsides of being in a polyamorous relationship?
Polyamorous, yes.
Polyamorous.
So, you know, it doesn't work for everyone. There are a lot of people who find that this is just not the right fit for them. They deeply believe in one-on-one commitment. They deeply believe in being faithful to one partner for a very long time, which is not the opposite in polyamory. In fact, we believe in being committed to many people, or you can have one partner at a time or many partners at a time, but commitment is still very much there. Another one is that it requires a lot of like self-awareness. You have to be very prepared to accept your emotions and deal with them so that you can be open with your partners. You have to face your own insecurities. You have to communicate and work on your communication skills with your partner. So this takes up so much of your time to have those conversations all the time and to fit other people into your schedule. It's also a big part of timetabling and scheduling. It's, you know, when if you've got three partners, you want to give them all the equal time, or the time that you need to spend with them. You need mm-hmm. to give them an equal opportunity. Potential partners may be very scarce. There's not a lot of people yet that are aware of this or are accepting of this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So meeting people that are like you is also very difficult. And a lot of people are afraid of what their friends or family might think. Like I said, this is still a very new thing. It might be frowned upon by people who are deeply monogamous. Their parents might not accept it. They might think it's reckless or whatever, but it's definitely not.
And then what happens at the poly meetings? What type of topics are you discussing there?
So generally we discuss, it's a relaxed setting. We sit around a table, we order snacks, and we just chat about a variety of topics surrounding polyamory. You can share experiences and get advice from people and just generally have a great, it's just like a litmus test of what's going on in your life. Everyone can give you some feedback on what's going on, or we raise topics of what's happening in the media. We discuss, you know, the way polyamory is being portrayed in the media, those kinds of topics, you know. So it's a great place to create a support network with poly and poly-friendly people.
Okay, and are the meetings strictly for polyamorous people, or are they also open to the general public?
So we do require you to be poly-friendly and sign up for our mailing list on polyamory.za, poly.co.za, or polyamory.co.za, sorry. And agree to our event code of conduct. So when you agree to the rules that we practice in our groups and in our discussion forums, you then become a part of the group and then become a part of the Facebook group thereafter.
Okay. And is membership to the polyamorous community only restricted to people who are poly? Oh, but then you kind of covered that in your last reply. And then, you know, just I was warned strictly by my producer not to veer off the questions she provided. But I just wanted to ask this. What safety, you know, measures are there in place to, you know, to make sure that it's not somebody who's trying to look for a good time, tries to sign up, you know, as opposed to a person who's truly living a polyamorous, you know, a life?
Yeah, we've got a great group of moderators. There's 8 ZA Poly moderators, 5 are women. We do have a very strict vetting process when you sign up, so you have to answer a list of questions. Obviously, there are people with bad intentions that try and come into the group, but I think we generally get them at the door. You know, you can see if someone's got a genuine interest in the thing or not. The way they reply or the way they talk to members, we also have a very strict within the group of communication between members. So the communication that you have with other members needs to be very professional and sort of, you know, lighthearted as opposed to anything too serious. So we pick up on that really quickly. And all the forums are public, so everyone gets to say as to what they're reading.
Okay. What advice would you give a person who feels that maybe, you know, they would love to live a polyamorous choice, take the choice to be polyamorous because of a certain way they've been feeling about relationships? What advice would you give a person who's never been in one but is thinking of starting?
So I would suggest first that you know yourself and get comfortable with being honest. Do some self-discovery, find out if this is something that you are committed to and you're really interested in, and get comfortable with being honest, communicative, and enforcing healthy boundaries. So discussing them with your partner, making sure.
It seems that we have lost Romy there, but we are coming to the end of the interview anyway, but I really wanted to hear what she had to say, in case you're listening and this is something that speaks to you at home. But Facebook.com/UNISA Radio, I'd really love to hear what you have to say about this. But then if you are looking for them, you can find them at ZA Poly on Facebook. ZA Poly Polymery, that's who they are on Facebook. ZA Poly Polymery in South Africa. That's where you find them on Facebook, right? And then ZA Poly on Twitter, or alternatively, their website is polyamory, spelled polyamory.co.za. And that's their website. And remember, you know, the easiest way to remember this, polygamy speaks to marriage, right? And polyamour, which is a French word for love, that's what it means, meaning being able to love more than one person. That's the easiest way that you can actually, remember this. But before you jump for joy, remember, they have very strict rules and measures to make sure that your intentions are good. But you are still listening to UNISA Radio, the African voice. It is all about you.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live, or download our app on any mobile device, from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry. Stay connected.